Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for tuning in to New Minds. I would like to open up with a prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Praise in the name of God, the most gracious and most merciful. Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. You do we worship and your aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who do not go astray. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to New Minds. Welcome to a self-healing program where participants will have the opportunity to analyze themselves in relating to their ups and downs, learning what triggers that causes them to lose focus, what triggers them to lose focus on their goals, what triggers inside of you to make you settle for a decision made that is unworthy or unqualified of you, what's getting in your way, are you in your own way? New Minds is a detox program designed to change your old mind into a new mind so you can become a better you. And the overall focus is an inside job. So that's very important to understand. You can't look outside of yourself for change. Change begins with you. And so just going over my notes, notes for a new mind, you have to think about who is influencing you in your life. Who influenced you in your life? Is the influence a positive impact in your life or is it a negative impact on your life? Whoever you listen to is your leader. Leaders teaches you to be better leaders, not followers. Only following when the leader is pointing you into the right direction. Okay, and the state. I just want to talk about the our present environment as to the world we live in now. When it comes to all of the distractions that's in our way, and not surprisingly, those distractions can be in your own family. But the state of the present environment is not culture friendly. The way the culture is today, the negative dominates. So we have to make a tough decision on whether we're going to be a part of that culture. Just because you live in a certain environment, it's a saying. I think it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or maybe it was Isa alayhi wasallam, who said he is from the world, but not of the world. He's from the world, and not of the world. Or please may Allah forgive me if I'm wrong for misquoting any of the prophets. But I always like to say I am from Oakland, no doubt. I'm from Oakland. It's nothing to be bragful about. I'm not bragging, but you know, it's a saying that you can be from the streets but not in the streets, in knowing the lingo, what's current in the streets. For example, my son, the youngest son, he always tell me that I'm a square or I'm a bookworm. Well, that's not hard for me to accept. I take that I'm a bookworm. The reason why he says that is because I'm not current on what's popping or what's current out there as far as the what people are listening to as far as watered down hip hop. Because from my son's generation, it's watered down hip hop. It's not like meaningful or something that is of substance for you to listen to, or is worth listening to even. So the state of the present environment It's not culture friendly. The collective spirit in our environment don't allow a supported growth and evolving growth to allow space. So let's just talk about that for a minute. Because if you have even, even in your personal space, personal situations can be something that needs to be cleared out, because a person cannot begin to think that they are being a positive impact on someone when they have something about themselves, and whether it's in their thinking, in their environments, or what have you, that needs to be detoxed, that needs to be cleared out. So space needs to be available for you to practice that per se. I don't know what other way to put it, but I am also a poet. I go by the name of Icia sometimes. But in one line, I recall seeing vacant space, various areas of weights from dawn to dusk and shadows, steps ahead, Yaukiam to the front. So I'm going to say that again. Vacant space, various areas of weights from dawn to dusk and shadow steps ahead, Yaukiam to the front. So that could be taken all kind of ways, right? Because everyone has their interpretation of things. But vacant space is just that. Just think about vacant space. What is vacant? Vacant is something that's not being used. Not being used. So we need to utilize our space, but only in a way that's going to improve your thinking. It's for you to analyze yourself. You have room to investigate, right, or what have you. So vacant space, various areas of weights is important. And also the collective growth, our growth first as an individual, it's a beautiful thing when no one can control you. Like you have your own mind, you have your own eyes, you have your own heart, you know, all of these individual resources, right, that God gave us to utilize, that helps us to function as a whole human being. And we'll talk more about that soon, but that is important, you know, that supported growth. We already have the support system that we were brought into this world to have, to function as a human being. Like we have our eyes, we have our mouth, we have our ears, we have the sense of touch, the sense of taste, et cetera, you know, things like that. So that's to assist you. It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle for the body, for you to function as an upright human being. That's the goal. That is the goal. But the most powerful thing that we have that makes up the human body is our mind, and the heart as well. But the mind, we have to be able to think upright, think on, it's called the Sirat al-Mustaqim. We have to think on a right track to be able to even function, you know, because someone can have a good heart, you know, you can have a good heart all day, but if your thinking is not in tune with what is right, it's like the mind and the heart function. There's a saying in the Quran, I don't know the whole ayah, but in English, Shaitan says he will whisper in the hearts of men, whisper in the hearts. So we have to check that as well as correct our thinking, because Shaitan can make you, he's very clever. Uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. But he can make you think that you're thinking right when your heart is a sensitive organ. It's very sensitive and sometimes weak and soft. You know, we don't want to have hard hearts, but we want to have a balanced. Things go hand in hand. That's so beautiful. It goes hand in hand. The heart and mind. It's a interchanging situation. I will do more research on that before I say something that's very incorrect. To go on with the collective growth. So the spirit in our environment, it's a collective spirit that doesn't allow a collective growth for a collective evolution, evolving growth, to allow space to for you to detox the debris. Our present environment, it calls to adding on to the filth in our minds. It causes us to gratify wrongdoing, to engage in things that's going to tear you down, that's going to take your power. Remember, there's an unseen force, and the unseen force, the bad unseen force, dominates our culture. And it's in the air, it's in the culture, and it's in the spirit. It's all in the atmosphere in our world we live in today. When you think about, you know, past situations which cause you to digress to the old mind, to dominate your thinking. So we have to nurture our growth, and growth, not just the term new mind, right? It's not just you're going to automatically get a new mind. It's a lot of work for you to do. It's a continuous job. It's growing, the ing. That's ongoing. It's a verb. It's Allah says that He created us growing from the earth like a plant. So that's what we should be focused on in our everyday lives. We want to grow like a plant. And if we don't utilize those resources that Allah, God, has given us, completes our very human makeup, then our growing would just be, we would not be growing. It's just like, you know, you have a plant, right? You putting a plant in the sun, or you rather, you're not putting it in the sun, and depending on what type of plant it is, you're not giving it the right nutrients or to, you know, fulfill its purpose to grow. That's just like the human being today. When we think about what are we doing? What are we doing with ourselves to cause us to grow or not grow? Excuse me. So we have to nurture our growth. When something is growing, it is moving. And when we think about evolution, an evolution of something is moving. Case in point, I'm thinking right now about the civil rights movement, right? How the whole goal was, I believe, with our people who fought and died for this country, for our rights to have certain laws passed so we could have a better life, you know, so our children can live decent, you know, a decent life and things like that. How the whole agenda has changed, that's a whole nother conversation. but the agenda, meaning of that has changed, so it's no longer moving. So the evolution, that's why they say, I guess, the evolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. But to me, there's no accident in those two words, in a word connotation, with evolution and revolution. It's all connected. So the revolution is not moving. It's not moving. It's stagnant. And the us evolving as a people is not moving. We're stagnant because of the way we think. And it's a whole lot of stuff that goes with that. So when something is growing, it is moving. But in order for it to move, the mind needs to eat. The mind needs to eat like the plant. You need to feed your mind its proper nutrients. Otherwise, the mind will be at a standstill. You just can't tell yourself grow. You have to do the work in order to grow. You have to change your heart. You have to want to do those good things that's going to allow for you to grow. I think the last show that I had, we talked about intercession. The only one who intercedes for anyone is God. We spoke about the veil, how the Catholics have this. They go see the high priest or whatever, and they have to speak to the priest behind the veil. And my co-host, who is not with us today, Abdul Rashid, shared his experience when he went to Africa, and how the Muslims there, it's a part of their culture to call for the ancestors to intercede for them. Well, that's not what we believe in as Muslims. Muslims don't believe that. The only one who intercedes for anyone is Allah, God. So you just can't be at a standstill with your growth. Everything in creation has its mode of function. We have to use our minds as a resource for ourselves and others. Use it for utility. Nature is a part of the human development. To grow, to just say grow, you're not conscious. It's an unconscious thing. But when you become aware that you have to do the work, there's some work that you need. You have to actually do in order to be productive, in order to progress, to see progression. Then you become conscious because you are aware of that. And you will be willing to do that work, do the necessary things that's going to help you move on to have a new mind, God willing. So I'm learning ways to be a resource for someone and for people, and more importantly for myself, to get a better mind. In order to be resourceful to others that are in need. To be resourceful doesn't always mean to have a lot of money, although money is a utility. And I'm thinking about currency in a state of urgency in terms of in what quality of life are we living in our lives is our life based on quality or quantity? I consider this because these things let me know how resourceful I am in my life and others. Being a resource for the purposes of worship, to become more obedient to God, utilizing what God has given us. There I go again, utilizing your eyes, it's simple, but it's real, it's true. It's a hadith. I'm not going to quote it because I don't know it word for word. But when something is so good, like when we think about the taste, the sense of taste, when we think about, a delicious meal that we love so much, we could love it like too much, and that's not healthy for us. We shouldn't worship things that we love. We should love God in that way, trusting, because you're going back to God. So we have to utilize what he gave us the way he intended for us to use what he gave us. And it goes back to the resources that we were created with, that it makes up the human body, the human makeup. I consider this the quality and the quantity. I consider these things because it lets me know how resourceful I am in my life and others. Being a resource for the purposes of worship, utilizing what God has given us, investing in ourselves, being a service to humanity, adding to the common good. The creator of the heavens and the earth has given us the resources we need to even function as human beings. So how dare we not fulfill those? It's an obligation on you to utilize what you have been given and to share it with the world. That's an obligation on you. And, you know, it's very unfortunate the way we complain about the things that we don't have. Well, you know, I'm thinking about, okay, well, why do I not have it? Why do I not have this or that? Why do I not have this car that I want? Or why do I not own a home? Or, you know, things like that, things that you want to have that's going to make you feel secure and be secure in your life. You know, I think it's a part of not utilizing those resources, not thinking correctly in our pattern of thinking. I think we, you know, need to change the pattern of our thinking. It's the way that we think as to why we don't have this or that. We need a new mind. We need to grow that new mind. We need to do the things that we need to do to get it, but not selling your soul out, just holding on to that strong foundation that we know, you know, holding on to those values that's going to keep us whole, because we could lose those resources trying to get that house or trying to get that car, trying to take this trip or whatever, because we love the thing more than we love what God has given us, and he wants us to use it in a balanced way. He wants us to not be extreme with it, right? Or not be over sensational with getting this or that, because we will begin to lose our focus, and then it will no longer be an inside job. You will be looking outside for someone to help you build your new mind. So that's not how you build your new mind. You can build your new mind looking outside of yourself. We don't function as a whole for completion, although we should, just as our bodies automatically know its purpose, doing what it's supposed to do. Once we begin to change the way we think, I believe we'll become a more productive resource to ourselves. Sometimes the resource is just sitting there, going to waste. You know, there are in my area of my residence in Oakland, there are things in the community, not things, my bad. I mean, like there are buildings or these different places that were created for you to begin to start platforms like what we do on Blog Talk Radio. You can actually go, you know, open a school. There are vacant buildings where there is available space for you to utilize. That's a resource. But most of us don't think that way. We don't We don't think like that. Some of us probably do, which I think we do, but I believe that the collective group has lost its way. We don't want to work together, some of us, to get to that point, because everything is on a collective basis. You can't do anything by yourself. You know, we have to work together to grow together. Like, I can't grow by myself. There are other things that I need that's going to add on to my growth. That in itself is very important, I believe, that for us to add on to each other's growth. You guys have to excuse me. I have to work on my thinking, my new mind. And I want to apologize to the audience because I'm not in a situation yet to control my switchboard. So if you are calling in, please just send a message, and God willing, I'm gonna get this right. I have to go to someone who's more of an expert than I in the technology. I can't operate my switchboard, so I can't tell who's calling, if you are calling. But if you're calling, just know that I appreciate it, and you can easily leave a message on the Blog Talk. My Blog Talk page. Please leave a message and your email and let me know that you called. And if you have a question or had a question, what I can do is address the question on the next show until we can get you live on the air. I just wanted to point out, in the Arabic language, this is so important. The Quran is so important to study, but in looking at the verb, reading from Qasim Ahmed's book, it's the verb. Let me share this because we have 60 seconds left of the show, and I don't want to miss this. So, hold on, I wanted to read this poem. Very important poem. So, by Marianne Williamson. So, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. So remember that it's so important, and this is a perfect example on the way to start growing your new mind, and use the concept of a plant. So I want to thank everyone who did listen in today, and again, I apologize about the technical deficiency, but like I said, send me an email, EYE_C_US@yahoo.com, with any questions or comments that you have, and I will be sure to address them the next show. Next Friday, 10:30 a.m. Thank you. Have a blessed day or evening, and remember, it's an inside job. Everything you do, do not look outside of yourself for anything. God put everything in us, and we're supposed to share our gifts, what we have. We're supposed to share them. I had a hard time doing this for years. That's why I'm doing this program. So thank you very much. This is Amina Hydra, and have a wonderful, wonderful day or evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.